it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, November 1st.
It's already November. That's yes. A little crazy.
Good morning, Brigetta.
Yeah.
An overcast day outside.
It's like shit outside.
You don't like it?
No. It's the kind I just want to
see. I welcome the coolness, you know. I mean, it's not so hot anymore, but it is going to heat up for the weekend. So.
Is it?
Yeah, so... Oh.
Well, then I kind of like
yeah,
that.
You'll get your wishes.
Yay!
Yeah, well, a day after Halloween.
Happy hangover day.
Yeah, for you.
For most people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you go to the parade last night?
Yeah, so I started out, I went to a girlfriend's house, and there was like so many of us that went there, which was cool. And then I didn't realize, like, she's on La Brea, and she's like, we're going to walk all the way to San Vicente.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know, that's like, I don't know,
six miles.
I'm like, on my foot? Are you insane? That's not happening. Yeah. No. So luckily, my other girlfriend saved the day. She showed up at the party in a cab, and I was like, I'm hopping in the cab with you.
Wow.
So we did, and we went as far as we could because Santa Monica Boulevard was shut
down.
Even
the cabs couldn't get close, huh?
We got to Crescent Heights. So that wasn't bad. Yeah. So I got to Crescent Heights and then got out. And then on La Cienega, so funny. She's like, we're going to go meet a friend. So my friend works at this bar called Forbidden. So we go in there, come to find out, I know the owner, I know the manager, I know the other bartenders. And I'm like, oh my God, these are my friends. And she's like, oh, that's so funny. It was really funny. So wound up getting like stupid. And it was cool because it's an upstairs and a downstairs bar. It's all outside pretty much. And so it overlooks like everything on the street. So that was awesome.
Really?
And then we walked and
where's it located? On Sunset or something?
Everything's on Santa Monica.
Oh, everything was there. Okay.
So Santa Monica and La Cienega.
Right.
But then we walked from there to like bumfuck all the way down to Fiesta Cantina, which was like pretty far. Because I had it in my head that I had to have chips and salsa from there. And then my friend, who's one of the owners of it, didn't realize he was there. And it was like a huge line to get in. And I see him and he's like, come on in. I'm like, yes. So we hop over like the fence thing. I'm like, this is great. So, and I hadn't seen him since like Chicago because he owns the ones in Chicago too.
Oh.
So we got really stupid one night there. So it was just, I haven't seen him since our stupid night in Chicago. So I'm like, oh my God. So it was really fun, and
so it was a surprise for you. You didn't know he was the one owning the place?
No, I knew he was the owner. I just didn't think he'd be in LA because he's never here. He's in Chicago.
Oh, usually. Okay.
So I was like, oh, that's really funny. So anyway, yeah, I just ran into a bunch of people that I haven't seen in a long time, and then it was weird because then I'm on the street, and I mean there are thousands and thousands of people. It's like bigger than Mardi Gras. It was insane.
Really?
It was awesome.
Wow.
Yes. So amazing, walking these streets.
Did you wear your costume?
I did. Well, I wore a sailor costume, so it was like a bikini top and like a cute skirt thing.
Okay.
And and I'm walking, and I have my hair in pigtails, and this guy's like, hey, Brigetta. And I'm like, who would recognize me in this costume, you know?
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it's this guy that I dated. I'm talking like 5 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
In that big crowd,
yes.
We saw you.
Yes.
Wow.
It was really weird. I'm
it
like,
means you know half of the fucking city here. That's what it means.
that made me think like that, too. And then I was like, either that or I'm like that memorable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, both, I'm sure.
Could have been the costume. But yeah, so that was really weird but cool. And I'm like, that's crazy that you're here. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. That was
weird. That was weird. And he spotted you in the crowd.
I couldn't believe that. I haven't seen him, and I didn't even know if he still lived here. I was like, this is, it might have even been longer than that. I mean, it was longer than that. It was probably like 6 years, 6-7 years. Anyway, it's a long time ago, and I was kind of blown away by it. Like, what?
Yeah.
So Yeah, and I was like, I don't know about the night in the very beginning, but then once we got there and I saw the craziness and I saw that it was like literally like I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
It was worth it, huh?
Oh my God, it was so awesome. Yeah. And I was tipsy and we're going through the crowds of people and my girlfriend was on roller skates. Uh-huh. And we called her Roller Cat. She was like a cat. Uh-huh. And her and my other girlfriend were like, this is so annoying. Oh my God, there's so many fucking people. And I'm like, yeah, people.
Yeah, I love
Ooh.
This.
And so I was having fun. I don't know about, them, but I was having a blast.
I know. I was thinking of going, and then somebody scared me with the traffic and everything. You know, they said even the cabs are not going to be able to get close. You know,
you get to
they close
certain,
off
right?
the city, the streets.
They do, but you should have gone because you can go to the side streets and get let off right there.
Right.
It's not a big and that's what on the way back it pissed me off though because I can't walk that far after being on my foot.
Right.
So getting a cab. Back to where it was a nightmare.
Right.
So then I wound up going up to Fountain, and I was like, I can't go any further because I am in so much pain that my left foot's hurting because I'm limping.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt my toe, I don't know, I think I sprained my toe on my left foot because of the limping thing. And thank God one of my very, very close friends was home. And I wasn't sure. I was like, I'm just going to chance it. My phone died also, so I couldn't call anyone. Ooh. And I only know a couple numbers by heart because who knows numbers by heart
anymore?
Yeah,
that's true.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah. And I've known him for 9 years. So, and he's at the same number. And so I was like, very good friend of mine. So I was like, I'm going to take a chance and call from another person's phone and just see if he's home. And maybe he'll rescue me because he lives right on Fountain, right, in West Hollywood.
Right.
Maybe he can drive me to my car or maybe I can just stay there or whatever. I'll just figure it out. So I wound up calling him and he answered. And he's like, I almost didn't answer this number because it was a weird, it's a Texas number. I'm like, I know, I borrowed a phone. And I'm like, are you home? And he's like, believe it or not, I'm home. And he's like, just got back from the airport. I'm like, oh my God, can you do me a-? And I was gonna just go and chill, but he had someone there, so I was like, okay. He was awesome enough to take me to my car and deal with that, so that was really cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, thank goodness.
Wow, you gotta be careful with that foot, you know.
I know,
you keep walking on it, it's not gonna get any better.
I know.
That's why they give you a boot and crutches.
Yeah, I thought about it. I'm like, I should have just gotten a wheelchair and been wheeled around. It would have been funny.
You wouldn't be able to see shit though.
Yeah, I know. And I tried to ask, because the cops were all there, you know, and I was like, can I have a ride, please, can you do a citizen good for a change and give me a ride? They're like, well, I wish I could, but I can't. And I'm like, it makes sense, I guess insurance, because they're all motorcycle cops. And I was like, I guess for insurance reasons.
Yeah,
that
I can't
work.
See a cop giving someone a ride on the motorcycle.
No, maybe not. I really was trying, though. Well, downtown LA gave me a ride once.
Really?
Yeah.
A motorcycle?
That's because they know the Extends girl. And I planked his bike, and they were moving it from one position to another so that I could plank it.
Right.
And he let me ride on it.
Wow.
So that was cool. Maybe that was another time, actually. That was a different time. Yeah, but anyway, whatever.
So the parade was nice. I mean, did you get to see anything, any of the parade, or was it just the people?
I missed the parade part.
Did you?
But, I mean, there were massive thousands of people. Like I said, it's like Mardi Gras.
Right.
And it was just, I mean, I don't know where these people come from. But the craziest thing, this was what I thought was just insane, because tell me this is not wrong. There were people that had their kids out till 1 or 2 in the morning that are 4-year-olds, which I thought was pretty fucked up, A.
Mm.
B, they had them in a bar.
Kids in a bar?
Yes. And I'm not done yet. There was a male dancer in his thong underwear shaking it, and this 4-year-old was watching.
Whoa.
And the mother's like, yeah. And I'm like, you are a bad mom. You are a horrible mom. You're going to let your 4-year-old in a gay bar watching this stripper very sexually dance, flopping his junk everywhere, and your 4-year-old's watching, and you think this is okay?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's a bar or restaurant, plus anything went last night. People were naked in the streets, by the way. There were guys that were wearing thongs, just covering their schlong,
mm-hmm.
and being chains and carried. It was very interesting.
Yeah, they like that stuff.
And then that's fine. I have no problem. Some of the costumes were so elaborate. There's a lot of Dios de los Muertos costumes, which are, phenomenal.
A lot of drag, I'm sure.
I'm talking a lot of I'd say 1800s, a lot of vampire, those big really like Southern Belle type dresses.
Oh, okay.
But like painted like vampires, but very elaborately done. I mean, there were a lot of that. And a lot of the Dia de los Muertos, the faces they painted, very well done. Mm. A huge elaborate costumes. I'm talking that very expensive, like a grand or more for some of the costumes.
Really?
Yeah, wow. They were beautiful. There's a lot of different types of things out there, and then you got, you know, your regular trashy stuff, but there were a lot of, there were like robots, some scared me. I was like, this is scary, get away from me.
Yeah.
Some were like, but the thing that got me was, it's cool to see all the different costumes, but I don't know if I'd bring my child to it.
Yeah.
Because there are
not to something like that. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of naked people.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd want my child seeing a guy in a thong or half naked people. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just think that's kind of a shock.
It's not the right environment for kids.
So
I wouldn't bring a kid there, you know. I mean, it's not even their element there, you know. What the hell are they going to do?
That confused me a little bit. I was like, what is going on, these poor children? And some kids were like 8 years old, 8, 9. And I'm like, they understand, you know, like, this is definitely not good. Like, you're bad parents. Like, where are you coming from?
I know. Some parents take their kids everywhere, and I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
Some places you shouldn't take your kids.
I agree with that. I mean, like, this is, and I get that you want to have fun as a parent. You want to have fun. You want to go see a parade, but it's not like a normal parade.
Yeah, it's not a family parade.
Mardi Gras like parade. Like, people are naked everywhere. Like, this, now given there are some amazing costumes that you see, it's a big mix. So, I mean, I guess I understand, but to keep them out also till like 1 a.m, you know, and see like the drunk people like doing all kinds, I just don't, I wouldn't subject my child to that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want them in that mess. Like, and you're also responsible for like these crazy people that are wasted after the bars, and your child's walking around. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, kids should go trick or treating from house to house.
Yeah.
You know, not going to parades.
Right, take them to like a haunted place, or like, you know, take them to a normal parade or something. I get that you want to have fun, but here's the thing. It's called get a babysitter. Get grandma to come over and watch the kids.
Some people just won't do it, you know. They'll take their kids to the movies.
Well, I'll take my kids to the movies if it's a child movie.
No. I mean, when they bring babies to a movie.
No. That is so
just
bad.
Just because they won't pay for
children,
a babysitter.
Especially when they're young, they're still developing. And, like, those loud noises, first of all, can hurt their eardrums. Second of all, scare the shit out of them. Mm. And they're the ones that are, like, going to be... Because when I was younger, I hated loud noises. Mm. Hated it.
Yeah.
And it was because of, like, a big storm, long story short. But, like... You know, I didn't even like going to movie theaters when I was little because I was so scared of like a loud noise or whatever. But anyway, it's just, that's just wrong. It's just stupid. And I do think I've seen parents bring kids to like, you know, major shoot 'em up movies. And I'm like, your child's 3. You think this is a good idea? You stupid idiot.
Right.
You shouldn't have a child.
Yeah. Some people should not be parents.
No. And like, that's the thing. Like, go out, go trick or treating with your kids, you know, get them in bed by 10 or whatever. Then what you do is you have grandma stay home or somebody, and you go out.
Right.
And then you can go out and have fun. Once they've done their trick-or-treating, you've got them done, they're settled down, they're in bed, then you leave.
Right.
You're good.
Right.
So you can have the best of both worlds, stupid idiots.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to spend on babysitters. That's a problem, you know.
It's just get your grandma.
Yeah.
She'll do it. You know?
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't have one living nearby.
You can find someone.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. There's like, and babysitters aren't that much money. It's like 10 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
Go out for 2 hours, 3 hours. And if you don't want to afford it, then you don't belong going out in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It just irritates me. Like, but you can have the best of both worlds. I just don't think, I don't know. Parents annoy me these days. They really just, they do. And I think maybe it's a lot of young parents too.
Yeah.
But then you got to wonder, like, look at the kids that are like, growing up and shooting people in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Where are their parents?
Right.
Obviously doing stupid shit like this.
Yeah, obviously you go through a bad childhood when you become someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You're a stupid parent. If you raised a serial killer, then it's your fault as a parent. Somewhere you screwed
Somewhere
up.
Somewhere you fucked up. Yeah, I agree. Well, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a couple of guests calling us in and regarding a dating website that's a bit unique. So we'll talk to them in a couple of minutes. I just wanted to prepare you for it. So, well, you know, so kids were trick-or-treating. They were having fun, and that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of parents take their kids to the mall because they're afraid to take them to,
houses?
You know, just on the street. Yeah, because there's a lot of danger. Okay, so let's go ahead and pick up the phone. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Talia from 3-Day Rule.
Hi, Talia. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So it's you. Is Val going to be on the line too, or is it just you today?
She's coming on any second.
Oh, okay.
She's
sounds good.
On a different line.
Oh, okay. No problem. So, well, thank you for calling us. And I didn't even realize. Oh, there she is. Hold on a second. Let's get her too. Hi, Val.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Val. How you doing? We have we have Talia on the line already, so I'm sitting here with Brigetta, and we're curious about your website.
Yeah, please do tell, because I'm always curious about new dating websites.
Yeah.
Great. Well,
go ahead.
We run a site called 3-Day Rule.
Uh-huh.
And it's a selective invite-only dating site. So there are all these dating sites out there that they accept everyone, and you have to filter through millions of profiles, and it takes a lot of time. So we created a website with just really quality singles, and you don't have to do a lot of work. We do all the work for you.
Right.
So do you guys hand select these people, or is it like, you know, I suggest someone kind of thing, and then you guys look at their profile or whatever and pick it from there?
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to go through an app. Regardless, you have to go through an application process. So, because we want the cream of the crop, we want the best single. So, but definitely, you know, if a member or a potential member has an endorsement from a member, that could earn them some points. So, it's very very selective. We try to keep it very limited to people who are just excellent singles who will make your dating life much better.
Right. See, this is the thing. I think this is great because, see, for me, I've always wanted to, like, try out, like, a dating website, but I've never done it because I'm scared. Mm. Honestly, like, I'm terrified. I have crazy fans out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what if they're like, oh, I just want to date you because you're the extend girl. And then you go, I've been on, like, a date like that before, and I'm like, this is super awful. And so I feel like I can't do any websites. And I'm like, and I don't want to go to a bar because it's, like, cheesy. So I'm like, whatever, I just give up. So I feel like your site sounds pretty rad.
Yeah.
But it's great for you. It's a little more private. When you're on these other sites, like, you're really out there for the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be scary if you're well known.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, I mean, I'm married and everything, but when I talk to single people, they say that it seems on dating sites there's way too many men than women. And there's not a balance there, you know,
well,
so...
that would be good for the girls.
Yeah, exactly, but not for the men, you know, who are the ones that probably paying more for these dating sites. Go ahead.
Well, what happens is because these dating sites, the way that, you know, the mass market sites are built, men have to send so many more messages to women just to get any attention, because it's just this kind of crazy system where men have to send 100 messages just to get one response.
Yeah.
So we saw that problem, and we wanted to take that away. So that's why we send everybody matches daily that are very personalized matches, because we don't want guys spending hours, you know, trying to craft the perfect form message to send out to 100 girls. We want meaningful connections. So.
Right.
Very important to us that people don't have that experience on our site.
And guys love it on our site. I mean, they email somebody and the person writes them back. It just takes all the work out.
That's awesome. And then, so are you guys centralized mostly, like, in LA area? Is it all of California, or is it all of the US? And you just kind of, like, how is the site, and how do you find people in each city?
So we have carefully.
Right now we're in Los Angeles, and we are opening up New York and San Francisco pretty soon, and we have people in each city that are just like us.
Awesome.
They recruit, and they go to all these great conferences, and they're out meeting people all the time, so we're growing very fast.
Awesome.
Good.
So our goal is to find the people that you don't find on other dating sites, so we make sure that we scour every place high and low to find the best singles, because it's funny, because only 1 out of 5 people uses online dating, so there's still a lot of hidden gems to discover.
Right, yeah. So what happens is people hear about the site, they come to the site, they join, and then you sort of, like, qualify them? Is that how it works?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they go through an application process, and then we qualify them using our system. And then, you know, if they get accepted, then they're able to receive matches, attend singles events and activities that we have, and just be part of this awesome community of great singles.
Right. Now, I would imagine that because of this, because it's selective, there wouldn't be as big a selection, but it's probably a more targeted selection. to choose from.
Well, I bet you they're hotter.
Yeah.
I bet you're right. We like to think so.
When did you guys start this site?
And they have jobs. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Important thing. We started it a couple years ago, and it actually, it really started as a blog, and we started doing these parties just for our friends because we had so many quality friends that weren't meeting each other because people work really hard in Los Angeles and they don't get to go out as much.
Right.
So we had a party for about 20 people, and the next month about 100 people, and then we were up to like 600 people, half girls, half guys, attending these events, and we realized we really had something.
Mm-hmm.
So we launched a matchmaking service, and we ran that for a couple years, and then recently we moved everybody online.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, why did you pick the name 3-Day Rule? What does that mean?
Well, it's like that stupid rule that guys think they're supposed to wait 3 days to call a girl.
Yeah.
Which we don't believe in. It's just a name. We really should just wait about 24 hours. That's our rule.
Exactly. Really? Unless it's a really funny text, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Right.
So if a guy meets a girl, he should wait at least 24 hours before the first text. Is that what you're saying?
He can text right away and just say it was really nice meeting you, just something, but he should then call about 24 hours
Absolutely.
Later.
Oh.
People are forgetting that phones exist. We need to reconnect. So, yeah, definitely call.
That's true. I mean, I can't believe how much people depend
right.
on text for dating.
I'm guilty because I will say that I don't ever answer my phone.
Oh, no.
I hate the phone. I feel like I talk all the time and I don't want to talk. So I like texting. Or
yeah,
like,
but
you
if
know,
it's a guy
Facebook.
You met that you like, you're going to
No, I text because I'd rather talk in person. I don't feel like I'd rather just text and be funny and cute, and then I could think about what I'm going to say and be witty about it, rather than just, you know, blah, blah, blah on the phone.
I have a feeling you won't qualify for 3-day
rule. You should apply.
Yeah.
I know. I
should. So now, So the process is pretty simple. Now, how long does it take for you guys to go over an application and qualify? And I mean, sometimes you have to tell people we can't accept you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's part of what makes us different from other dating sites is we actually do that. The process, it depends, but the process, we need to just get enough information to make sure we can qualify the person and make sure they are who they say they are on paper and in person. So, that's our process. But, yeah, we do definitely have to reject some people, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, now, for what reasons, for example? I mean, you can't tell somebody you don't look good enough or something, I mean,
you can.
Your site, I'm sure, is not only for beautiful people. Like, there was this site that was only for beautiful people. It was very controversial.
What are you looking at? SugarDaddy.com?
No.
Yeah, no. I mean, we want quality people around. We're definitely not a site like beautiful people. We don't exclude people, based on shallow reasons. We're for the busy professionals. So basically, all the things that we learned that they look for, accomplishment, relationship goals, level of interest, like how interesting are these people? Those are all the things that we look for in our members.
Right.
You got to make the cut.
So there's actually a human touch here, whereas I think the biggest sites probably are all automated.
Yeah, there are. They're like automatically generated. And I remember like my friends did it, and I'm in astrology, so like that's my biggest thing. And I remember like someone did it, and they were, I forget whatever sign they were, and it matched them up. Like, this is your best sign. And I'm like, no, it's not. You guys are going to argue. Like, and they did. They argued the whole time. And
really?
I was like, see, Match.com sucks.
Well, this
is cool. We match a little bit more. There's some more criteria that we match on, definitely. Not just your astrological sign.
I know I'm being silly, but yeah.
We just took everything that we learned through our matchmaking service and put it into this online version.
Right.
So it's real experience. We've matched up a lot of couples, and we took what we learned and put it in this site.
Right. Now, so you send someone like matches every day, but it's up to them to take the action, right? Or do you help them?
Right.
So you don't really help them connect with a person, which is not really needed. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, they are on their own terms. I mean, we have premium services if they want us to take charge, but.
Right.
For the most part, they just send each other emails, and we have other engagement features. And because they're not getting spammed, we see a lot of engagement on the site.
Right.
Now, how much is, like, once you get approved to be online and everything, how much does a site like this cost? like per month?
Well, I mean, we definitely want to give your listeners a promotion so they can go online right now and sign up and just put that you refer them, and we can give them a discount. Actually, we'll do a free membership. But our site is definitely premium, and the cost varies, so it depends on, you know, whether you want actual personalized matchmaking and that sort of thing, somebody to hold your hand like Talia was describing, or if you just want a basic membership. So, it comes down around $100 a month.
Cool. Okay, sounds good. I mean, for what you're getting, it's probably worth it.
Yeah,
you know? I can't imagine wasting $50 a month or something on the traditional sites and not getting anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just like going out for, you know, a couple drinks. It's the same price as that, and the return is much higher. So
right. I was just going to say that. I'm like, I think I spent $100 last night at Halloween, like, literally in one sitting.
Well, this is cool. So we're talking to Talia and Val. And where are you guys based? Are you based in L.A.?
Yes, we are.
We are.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, You should come into the studio sometimes. We'll have a lot of fun here too. Maybe we'll do a couple matches or something.
Oh, you know? This would be hilarious.
We'd love to give some dating advice too and some tips.
There oh my go, God, that would be sure. actually great. You guys should,
yeah.
There are a lot of listeners that need that.
Yeah. So now, did this come up because you women were dating and you needed something, or how did the idea come about?
It was very selfish. We were totally selfish when we started.
Yeah.
We were busy professionals. I was a television producer and Val was an attorney, and we were working, you know, 14, 15-hour days, and we weren't meeting quality guys. So we really started it selfishly so we could meet people, and it just took off from there. We started to realize that there were so many other people just like us, you know,
yeah.
doctors and lawyers, that wanted the same thing.
Right. Awesome. And that's usually how a business succeeds, you know, when you're passionate about it, when you don't find something in the market and you decide I'm going to create something.
Yeah. Kudos to you girls. I think that's amazing.
Amazing. Well, everybody go to 3dayrule.com and you can find out there's a lot more information on the website. And I'm sure if you guys need some personal attention, Talia and or Val or both can give you some advice. And, I'm sure people can contact you at any time and so forth, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. They'll find everything on the website.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds cool. Well, ladies, thank you so much for all this information.
Thank you.
Amazing. Sounds like an exciting site.
I think I'm going to have to sign up.
Yeah, makes me wish
Yay,
I was single.
I'm newly single, so why not?
Yeah.
We will help you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks again, and all the best. Good luck with the site. I'm sure
thank
to find.
You.
Yeah, I'm sure to hear it's doing very well.
Awesome. Congrats, girls.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a nice site, too, you know, when you go on it and stuff.
Well, that's good.
And, I like, you know, because, like, this station also, I started because I wanted something and it didn't exist, you know, so you make it happen.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, you know, I think after all the garbage out there and stuff that I hear from people on, like, people go on, like, free sites, like what's it called?
I know my girlfriend uses like
Plenty of Fish
or
and things like that.
Yeah, and she says she's constantly, and she's a lesbian, and she's constantly looking for girls all the time, writes a million messages, and no one ever writes back. And she's like, I don't understand why they don't write back. And she's attractive. So she's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And she's a woman, too.
Yeah, and she's like, is it me? I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, it's not you. Like,
yeah.
You just need to worry. And that's another thing. Like, people probably don't check their profile because they're probably on so many different websites if they're free.
Yeah.
They're on a ton of them, and they're not really going to check the messages. Where I think if you're, like, paying for a site, you're probably going to check the messages more often.
Right. But she's approaching women, not men, right?
Because
she's a lesbian.
Right.
And that's probably why. Because
that's usually
women,
what lesbian means.
Right. Okay. I'm trying to make a point here.
I'm just teasing you.
But if she wrote to men, they would probably answer right away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that you write to women. I think the women, especially the pretty ones that everybody wants to go after, they probably get like 200 messages a day.
Yeah.
So how can you possibly stand out?
I will say that I signed up once when I was doing Millionaire Matchmaker, mm-hmm. and I was like finding guys actually for the show, which I found a couple off of the site.
Right.
I signed up for a couple of like the dating websites just for that purpose. I got kicked off because they found out that I was casting for a show, but whatever. And it was interesting because, like, I literally signed up and within minutes I was flooded with several hundred emails.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is retarded. Are you kidding? And yeah. I had to like sift through them all, like whatever. And I didn't really care because I, and a couple of them I would just like have casual conversations with because it was funny. Right. But a lot of it was like propositions.
Right.
Like I was like blown away.
Right.
By a lot of
you
it.
Know, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, so it's like a pack of dogs going after one
yeah.
sheep. And, you know, everybody wants the same thing.
Yeah,
and,
I ignored
but
most.
Yet when you're... So you see, it's like totally like skewed. I mean, guys get no response.
Right.
And women get too many.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I was writing guys for the show. Mm-hmm. But what I was doing at first was like writing them to be like, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Because I didn't want to ask about the show on the site.
Right.
So I had to like get them off the site and ask them via email if right. I could. And then I came to a point where I was like, fuck it, copy, paste, copy, paste, yeah. copy, paste, copy, paste. And then I got kicked off.
Yeah.
So cause I came to a point where I'm like, I'm so over it. Just get me off here. You know? Yeah. But yeah.
I know. There's so many ways to meet people. And I'm curious about speed dating. You know, I'm wondering if that would be cool.
Maybe. I don't know. I would think it would be cool in like San Fran or something.
Yeah.
Here, people are so shallow. Like, one of my girlfriends said last night, she's like, I've been single for 12 years and I love it. And she's like, why can't you just be single and enjoy it? And
right.
I'm like, okay, I don't want to be single for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would be... And that's the mentality of LA, though. Like, everyone wants to be single. I feel like, in a way, in this the circuit of Hollywood and all that,
right.
it's like... Literally like a children's playground.
Yeah.
Like it's like Peter Pan, you never grow up. That's what I feel like. Like this is a bubble and it's a city of where kids or adult kids keep partying and partying and partying to be in the crowd, to be seen, to be, they think they're going to be the next blah, 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 whatever. And it's like this city of like wannabe dreams
right.
that they're how old, you know, 30, 40 years old and they still haven't made it. They still think they're going to. And maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Right.
But one out of however many aren't. And it's like they still stay single or like they can't. Maybe they're a good person. But they don't have a good job. So like
right.
they're not. So it's literally like this world of everyone stays single. And it's like I'm realizing all this now. And it's sad. It's actually really sad. Yeah. I realized it last night. And after my girlfriend said it, I'm like, no way. Do I want to be single for 12 years? Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, maybe
like,
not you, but some people may actually like it.
Yeah.
You know, they like their privacy.
I get that, but I would much rather, like, for me, like, I want to find an amazing person and I want to travel around and I want to have fun with them and I want to,
yeah.
like, settle down and have movie night when I want to have a movie
right.
night and I want to, like, you know, like,
yeah. But you've been single for a long time.
Huh?
You've been single for a long time, so you're missing, you know, being in a relationship right now, right?
Well, I've been single for a long time. I was in a relationship for
yeah, that's
months.
True. Okay. But before that,
I was in a relationship for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you prefer relationships?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do, but not if they're like the wrong one. Like, I'm not
yeah.
just going to jump into a relationship. Either.
No, obviously.
So, unless it's like, you know, someone amazing.
Yeah.
And there's way more. And that's the thing you learn from every relationship as well. Like, I learned from the last one. Like, well, now I know what I will stand and will not stand
right.
and not tolerate. And there's warning signs right away.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And that's the thing with that relationship anyway. Like, in the very beginning, my thought was, I think he's still a party person.
Mm.
And that was my, from the very beginning, and I said it. I was like, I'm not sure you're ready for a relationship. But I'll see this and figure it out. And we were just dating at the time. And then it became serious. And then, sure enough, he wasn't ready for a relationship. It was,
right.
like, too much. He doesn't
yeah.
know how to act in a relationship. And it's exactly what happened. So,
yeah.
warning signs right away. I didn't listen to myself.
Right.
I just kind of went with it. So,
yeah.
I
imagine their website is somewhere between a trashy website and a matchmaker or something.
Who?
The 3-day rule.
You think it's trashy?
No. I said it's somewhere between the trashy sites,
oh.
like you know, like Plenty of Fish or something, and matchmaking. You know, it's somewhere where you get more than just a dating site.
Well,
I would
that's
try
what she was saying.
It.
I
yeah.
think that sounds really cool. I like the fact that they select people.
Right.
So then you know you're getting like normal people and not psychopaths, and then
right.
you also know that they are working professionals. So that's definitely important, you
yeah.
know, because, I mean, I can meet an amazing person, you know, out and about, but they're like an actor who's never done anything right. except for a play and works in the grocery store.
Right.
You know, and like, I'm not down with that.
people are crazy.
I'm not saying they have to like be, you know, super successful or right. anything. I just like, you know,
but they should
to
be
have...
financially secure.
Yeah,
at least. Yeah.
And this is another reason why I prefer usually dating older guys because. Because
they already put in the effort.
They've already, they're usually got their shit together. You know, they've got, they're working or they have their own business or they're successful in their own way. Financially stable, I guess, is what is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And they've already done the crowd thing. Like, you know, they could still be in that stage of, you know, they don't know. But usually they're like kind of done with playing the field and kind of like, you know, want to look for something more serious.
Ready to settle down.
Right. Mm. So it's like not a game, you know? So like, whatever. I mean, you could, and that's the thing too. Like, I'm brutally honest. Like you go out on a couple of dates and maybe you're like, whatever. We'll be good friends.
Right.
You know, or maybe whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway, then again, guys have ulterior motives.
It's funny how the women always determine the sex, like when and whether you're going to have it.
5-date rule.
Yeah.
Five date rule. And I just because...
5-date rule, I would not wait 5 dates.
Really?
Well, I guess it depends who it is, I guess, right? I mean, if you wanted it to be really serious, you'd wait.
That's, yeah, exactly. I mean, I made my ex wait. Mm. I mean, there were times where I was like,
I don't see the point.
No,
because
5-date rule.
Yeah.
Because I wanted
like
to,
like... It's like a game, you know? I mean, if you want to do it, do it.
It was like a game, I guess, in a way. But it was the fact that, like, that... I know most girls would just give it up right away. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to be that girl.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted it to be more serious.
Right.
Instead of being some whore that you just got wasted and took out, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Those are not necessarily whores. I mean, there's some women that just like being single, like meeting new men.
Okay. Every
like
guy that I've talked to.
Right.
Every guy that I've talked to, if you truly like somebody, you would not have sex with them on the first date. If you wanted it to go somewhere. But then again, you don't really know who they are on the first date. But it's like if you thought they were really cool, you would not. Because you wouldn't respect them. And most guys I've talked to, that's a female view on things.
You
but
know?
I've polled a bunch of like my guy friends, right. And they're like, yeah. I wouldn't respect her if I had sex. She had sex on the first date.
Wouldn't happen to me.
Really, you wouldn't.
No, it would just mean that she's not playing games. That's what she wants. A strong woman. She goes after what she wants. I don't see that as being a whore at all.
She could just be a whore. Because then tomorrow night she's going on a date, and so you're automatically thinking like, well, I mean, because obviously she's not just dating you. She's probably dating other people.
Well,
so if she's got 4 dates in 1 week and she hooks up every night, that's kind of gross.
Well, but you don't know. I mean, you meet another woman. You don't know how many times she's had sex or who she's having it with.
But
you never know.
Think like that. Rather than a person who kind of respects themselves and just kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Besides, it doesn't mean they're a whore. What if they don't do it all the time, but they're attracted to you?
I've had my... Okay. That's how a guy would think, of course. I've had my fair day. Trust me. Back in the day, I had a lot of fun. But I feel like now... Like, I don't want to just fuck to fuck. Like, I'm not just going to go have sex with random. Like, right. I don't know. I'm...
Yeah, women usually need more than that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I never thought that I would say that. But I feel like, I don't know. I don't feel like... And that's like a childish thing to do. That's like a party person thing to do. You know? And I'm like, so over that.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well,
you're
primed for a relationship, for a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe try the 3-day rule. I'll bet you.
You know, I was like, 3-day rule or 5-day rule? No. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about online dating, like I said.
Why? I mean, you're not... It's not online dating. I call it online meeting. I mean, once you meet them, that's it.
No.
Then it's real life.
All right. Well, then it'd be really bitchy if, like, you get online and you don't like anyone on there. And I just don't answer anyone.
Yeah.
You know, and then you like paid for a service and you're like, everyone on here sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to try, you know. I guess some people are, they really, either they're desperate or they just want something that works.
Right.
You know. It's hard to find love in this town.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of people, but everybody's looking for something else.
Right. I mean, whatever. I'm trying to get my business situated, so it's not like it's my prime thing right now anyway.
Right.
I'm not on the prowl. I'm like, what it is.
Yeah. I don't know when women have time for relationships, because they're always like, oh, I'm very busy, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I don't have time for a relationship.
Yeah, my head spins.
It's like, oh, come on. You know, I mean, I don't care how busy I would be.
Right.
I would have time for a relationship if I wanted one.
Right.
I would make it. I would make
it. I would make it, too. No,
you know,
and
some
I,
women
but,
just try to fill holes in their time, and that sucks.
Well, I think a lot of men do that, too. I mean, I think, especially with the last guy, like, he would be like, yeah, I want to be in this, and then he wouldn't make any effort to do anything. It was like me doing everything.
Right.
You know, so, and that's another big red flag, by
the way. Yeah, guys are lazy.
Yeah.
You know? Many of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm on my own, man, I do everything. You know, laundry, cleaning, everything. You know.
I like doing that for, like, a guy, in a way. Yeah. Like, if I'm with someone, I don't mind doing it, because it's like my, like, I don't know, saying that I care.
Right.
Like, in a way. So
That's true.
I have no problem doing all that.
Cool.
I don't mind it. But, I mean, I do watch. I will say that, like, if I go to your house for the first time, I am looking at everything.
Right.
Because I'm evaluating what type of person you are
and
how you live.
That's true.
Given things can be changed. I mean, you know.
If you walk in and there's clothes on the floor and shit, you know, that's not, you know, for me, it's a turnoff. You know?
It is in a way, but then again, those things, if you're super busy and you're never there, then I get that.
Why?
You know?
Why? I mean, you can take off your clothes, put them in the hamper. Why would you throw them on the floor?
I'm pretty neat freak in a way. Like, I like everything in its place.
Yeah,
and,
I see, me too.
Yesterday, I organized I was looking for a camera. I couldn't find my camera. So I literally, and I have three huge closets. Like, well, I have more than that, but the three in my room.
Right.
And I went through all of the closets and got rid of a ton of stuff and reorganized them. See, I color coordinate my clothes. I know, I'm pathetic. My t-shirts are not, but because they're in order of, like, dressy t-shirts.
Wow,
and then,
that's
like,
going a little overboard.
I'm a little crazy. But the dresses, because I have a lot of dresses, I wear dresses all the time, are color coordinated.
Wow.
So I went through and got rid of a lot and straightened it up. And because I was looking for the camera, I couldn't find the camera anywhere. I'm like, might as well clean, da-da-da.
Yeah.
But I like everything in its place. But there, I will say that, like, if I'm traveling a lot, like, there was a time where I was on a TV show in Australia, I came back, and I was headed up somewhere else, and I came back, then I had to go home for a weekend, and then go to Chicago. So I was, like, coming home, dumping suitcases upside down,
right,
throwing new stuff in, leaving,
right,
coming back, dumping it upside down on the floor. I had no time.
Yeah. And well, that's unusual.
And then I came back, and then I did have someone over, and I was like, shit. And it was like, they think they picked me up from the airport or whatever, and I'm like, oh, great, because they're going to see the room with piles of... okay. And that's not normally me.
Right.
But it was like, because I'm traveling, like, I get it. If you're traveling a lot and you're working, like, I totally get that. And it's not a big deal. But, and those things can be changed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're generally, like, your clothes are everywhere, they can be washed. I have no problem doing that. But if your your dishes are gross and your bathroom's dirty, I'm judging you.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends, you know? I mean, to me, if a woman leaves her clothes on the floor, you know, it takes it down a couple notches for
me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like leaving my clothes on the floor because I like my clothes.
Right.
And I don't want them on the dirty floor.
Yeah. I don't see the point in taking your clothes off and throwing them on the floor. Why can't you take a couple steps, put them in the hamper? What's the big fucking deal?
I agree. And I have a lot of friends that do that.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand that.
I don't get it either. And the same with the dishes, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
You don't let it build up like that. Just wash the dishes as you use them.
That's exactly what I do.
You know, when I make a sandwich or something.
I clean the plate immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
You clean it immediately. You let it dry. And then later on, I put it away. I'm like such a weirdo where if there are dishes that are drying on the rack, I like, oh my God, put them away.
Yeah.
It's like, this is so dirty.
That's good though. I mean, you know,
me.
It's good to be neat and clean.
I like a clean house, and I'm obsessed with vacuuming, but it's hard when you have a bunch of roommates.
Right.
And it pisses me off that I'm the only one that does anything.
Mm.
But and our vacuum's broken right now, so like the only way you can vacuum, this is so ridiculous, and yes, I've done this, is with the hose. So I've hosed the house. I know, it's so retarded, but I've done it. I mean, like, and then I'm like, then I get annoyed because I'm like, there's so many dogs that like aren't even mine either, and like mine don't shed. Another one does, and I'm cleaning up, like, it's just gross.
Yeah.
So then I get tired of it, and I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know about living with animals. You have two dogs?
No, I have three.
Three dogs?
Yeah.
Just yours, right? And then other roommates have their own?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, mine, I have two little ones. Yeah. So they don't really, they count as one, if even. And then my, a pit bull, but she's old. She's like 10. She just kind of lays around all day.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything. They have their own bed. Mm. I got them a really cool bed. It's above ground. It's like up on the ground too. Like it's not on the ground. It's like raised.
Right.
So it's like a trampoline bed. They love it.
Yeah.
But
And I guess it's okay because there's a few dogs there. It's not like, even when you don't have time, they still have something to do.
They have each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why originally I got them. Because she was so bored all the time. And I was constantly going. I'm like, I feel bad. And she would just destroy the house.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God. Then I got her a little like partner in crime. And then they would just play together. I'm like, this is perfect. This is kismet.
Yeah. And the little ones are what kind of dogs?
Chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love Chihuahuas, man.
Yeah. They're fun to dress up.
Yeah. I mean, I used to have them before they were like in fashion, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And
they have Halloween costumes.
Yeah, for...
Yeah, he was a bumblebee.
Yeah.
And she was a princess. Go figure.
There was a picture on Facebook someone made with... they made a costume for their dog. So the whole costume is one huge iPhone... And it seems like someone broke it over the dog's head, you know?
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's just like he's carrying it.
That's pretty cute.
On his back, you know, with his head sticking out.
That's clever.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know. A lot of people have some great ideas for costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyway, enough for Halloween. I guess Facebook now is testing a new timeline format. Did you know that?
No, it's I about hate the timeline now.
I know, everybody hates it, but they're not really going to change it much. What they're saying is they're going to change it to one column instead of two. Because you know how confusing it is with the two columns?
Yeah.
And I don't see, you know, what I don't understand is this. It's not like there's one person at Facebook sitting there and making decisions.
Right.
They sit there by committees. I'm sure there's like, you know, dozens of people, maybe a dozen of people that decide this. How can they all make a fucking stupid mistake?
I don't know.
How can they screw up so badly? I mean, to the point where nobody really likes the timeline.
I hated the timeline. I liked how it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be great.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with it.
I agree.
They had to go out and change it.
I thought it was stupid too.
Yeah. So they're going to do that, I guess, and... that'll be cool, you know, so all the posts are going to be in a single column. Another thing I don't like is, like, when you have a page, like a fan page or something.
Yeah.
When people write in it, it goes, like, into a little section there that you can't see right away.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. I was really confused. And then I wish, like, my fan page, like, I wish whatever post I put on the one page would go on that.
Yeah.
So that bothered me.
Yeah, I know. They could improve it a lot more, but you know, I guess they don't have to. They don't feel pressure.
No. They don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So last night, I guess there was also a party, like a parade at USC, and there were some shots exchanged, I guess.
What?
Yeah, some two guys were arguing, and I guess...
Why you gotta have guns? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Why? See,
that's the thing. Well, I mean, you're a proponent of owning guns.
Right, but you don't bring them out to Halloween party. I mean,
well, that's the thing. You see, when you have a gun, then you take it anywhere with you. I mean, that's just the thing. That's why I'm not all for it. You know, I mean, I think there's a problem with gun control.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, some people should not be allowed to have guns.
Right.
You know, if they're mentally challenged or whatever, they shouldn't have guns.
Mentally challenged. No, they definitely shouldn't.
Or let's
like
say,
the people that
morally
work at
challenged.
The people who work at Not Scary Farm definitely not have any guns.
Oh, God. What a story that was.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so a few people got hurt. I don't think anybody died there, but a few people.
And this was where? USC or UCLA?
USC, UCLA.
Well, you know what? I have to say, like, and my roommate goes there, but they're kind of ghetto.
Are they really? Well, where it's located is ghetto, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about the students. I'm not sure.
No, not the students, but I mean, like, the location.
Yeah, the location sucks, man.
Yeah.
I mean, for a private college that costs so much money,
right?
You'd expect something more like Pepperdine or something in Malibu.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is a really great school.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty, man. I mean, you can see the ocean.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, but it's expensive as hell, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, that's about it.
I was waiting for your next news thing.
No, I there's not a lot happening. You know, I mean, the air travelers are getting stranded. You know, people are still trying to catch a plane and stuff, which is terrible. So I'm just glad I don't have to fly anywhere near there.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow's Friday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
And
and we'll have Jen tomorrow. I'm really excited. Jen's
that's a shamanic
healer.
Thing.
It's gonna be very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All righty.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.